T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
12 Democrats were on a stage called a debate, and most tried to avoid direct answers to the staged questions. First of all, the Democrats on stage said that only wealthy Americans received a tax cut. According to the Washington Post and the Tax Policy Center, 91% of Americans in the middle income range received a tax cut. The pandering to middle-class America that what is needed is to tax the very rich misses the point, given that the unemployment rate is now at 3.5%, the lowest rate of unemployment in the last 60 years. The Chicago Tribune stated what's most heartening is that this jobs boom is helping the less educated, low-skill Americans who missed out on other, weaker job recoveries. Every Democrat talked about what they would do to fix the healthcare situation. What they really indicated was that their policies would kill private health plans. Obamacare's chief architect Jonathan Gruber admitted in 2007 that a public option would kill private health plans. The plan sponsored by Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, and Cory Booker would make private health insurance illegal. Robert Francis, you can call him Beto O'Rourke, and Andrew Yang said that we should make safe injection sites a matter of fact in America. In other words, let the federal government decide where and how we would let addicts shoot up drugs in America. A federal law perhaps patterned after the policy in San Francisco and Los Angeles, California. No real success in those communities. And then there was the issue of Second Amendment rights. President Trump is working to reduce gun violence while protecting America's Second Amendment right. He signed the Fix NICS Act last year, strengthening the existing firearms background check system. He also signed the Stop School Violence Act into law, which helps schools and law enforcement identify and prevent violence in schools, with more than $1 billion in annual grants. Last year, the Justice Department prosecuted a record number of firearms offenses. And after the shooting at Parkland, President Trump established the Federal Commission on School Safety, which developed new recommendations to prevent school violence. What most of the Democrats on stage suggested was that they would go after people who own AKs and ARs. If they would not confiscate them door to door, they would find people who did not turn them in. Now, of all the people on stage last night, the most dangerous might be California Senator Kamala Harris. Why? Because her attitude is that if elected, she'll give Congress 100 days to solve this issue of so-called gun violence. And if Congress didn't act in the first 100 days, she would initiate an executive action that would restrict Second Amendment rights. As an attorney, she should know that what she's proposing is unconstitutional. Finally, the candidates on the stage spoke to the issue of abortion, with Kamala Harris saying that men should not be told what to do with their bodies, and neither should women. All of the debaters suggested they want women to access abortions because they want women to control their own bodies. None of them want to respect and protect the lives of those who are yet to be born. Tulsi Gabbard wants abortions to be safe, legal, and rare, and wants third trimester abortions to be illegal. The rest of the candidates seem to make abortions legal regardless of the circumstances, at any time or at any cost involved. The differences between the positions of Democrats and of Donald Trump and conservative Republicans are clear. The choices for the 2020 commander-in-chief are very clear. If people are paying close attention, the real choice is very much clear. Democrats don't have the answers. Period. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.